Hi there, everyone. It's Now I See a Person Institute here with Dr. Susan Swim, David Abramovich, and Emma McIntosh. And today we're going to be discussing an article actually that we just published in Mad in America website, and it's called From Horse Ranch to Home Ground: Healing Families via Telehealth. We were going to talk about that today.
So Emma, I'll start first. My name is Dr. Susan Swim, and I started Now I See a Person Institute in 2007 on a whim, because I wanted to be able to utilize two horses I had at that point in time that were actually kind of like family pets, and be able to work with clients who had not had an opportunity to heal previously. And so we've been using those horses since 2007, and in March 12th, 2020, we left the ranch for a weekend, and we didn't come back, and actually no one did. And when we did return, we were very happy to be back at the ranch, and we still are, but we really found some alternate ways of creating relationships and helping our clients heal from severe trauma that they have. We're well known for working with clients that have not succeeded in traditional services. So most of our clients arrive with their families and very hopeless, and very much thinking that they are a diagnosis and not a person, and not really having any ideas of what to do to lessen the pain, to lessen the hardships that they have. So when the three of us started doing this right after March 12, 2020, I think we all felt very confident that we could, create an environment where we could have these healing and nurturing conversations. But we were so used to doing it at the ranch in front of the horses, where the horses immediately greeted people, and from the beginning, there was some type of problem dissolving, because the horses were the first beings that the clients came into contact with. But I think that soon after, by using, such telehealth as Zoom or FaceTime, or using actually just telephones, and bringing multiple members of the families into the conversation, either at the same time or depending on what kind of services they had on their end. And we tried to very much basically do the same thing that we had been doing all along. And we were talking about this right before we came on some of the things that we learned and that we saw that were important to us, because in the blog, it talks more about the experiences, because we're doing research on the experiences of our clients. But for us, what we were able to find is that we were really able to immerse ourselves in what was happening at that point in time, whether it was the isolation or what type of pain and trauma was being experienced at that point in time. And on the opposite side of the coin, the immediate solutions that were occurring. And these were the types of events or variables that we would not have been able to have witnessed or co-witnessed at the ranch. So I'm just going to start out there. And David, Emma, if you want to pick up from that, that would be great.
Yeah, to me, COVID kind of, I think everyone kind of hit very quickly and very swiftly, and we had to abruptly switch our services from a beautiful, serene ranch to our clients' homes. And at the beginning, I wasn't sure about what was going to happen. I had confidence that the clients that we had a previous relationship with, would continue to flourish. However, I wasn't sure about the new clients that we hadn't met in person, the clients that we hadn't seen at the ranch. However, I was very, very surprised that even those clients formed very strong bonds with us, and it was that bond that really changed their trajectory as far as going from quote unquote being mentally ill to being healthy and having hope. And I think this occurs because of a few factors. And I think one of them that can't be discounted that I'd like to talk about is the fact that we do therapy as a team. So the fact that Dr. Swim, Emma, and I are all on a phone call, I think that clients feel very heard and very comforted, even though we're not in person. So I don't know how regular telehealth would be, but as a team, it is exceedingly effective because you still have our undivided attention. So I think it's that factor that really separates the way we do telehealth to the way other people do telehealth. That's one. And two, I think the way that we do therapy is that we go super slowly. We make sure that we understand what the client is trying to convey to us. So every word is taken seriously, and the meaning of every word is taken seriously and explored. So I think because of that and the fact that there's three therapists, people really feel heard and comforted and transform and start feeling hope. So, a very surprising experience to see clients grow, flourish, and sustain their growth during this really challenging time. So, that's about it. I was very, very surprised and pleased with the results.
Yeah, and I agree, David. Like when we, I'll never forget the first family that we took on that was new and that hadn't been to the ranch. So we were starting that relationship from telehealth, and I was so I didn't think it was going to work. And it did. It did. It is our approach and how we listen, how we hear people, how we connect people, and just I think the telehealth as well, it probably helped relax people as well, because they were in the comfort of their own home. They were in their own space. They chose what we saw of their life. They weren't rushing here, to get to the ranch through busy Los Angeles traffic. There was definite pluses to doing the telehealth for people, I think. And certainly once we got familiar with the technical stuff, like having breakout rooms with family groups, so people could be heard by different therapists at different times, and then everyone could be brought in together. That really helped the process as well. And for me, seeing people in real time in their real space, you know, of their home environment, and their relationship. She really got to see things firsthand, you know, you shared those experiences with people, and I think that helped the relational dynamic of the therapy progress much more than maybe what we would have seen on the ranch. But I do, I did miss the horses, still miss the horses. You know, I can see, like, I like the hybrid approach. I like families having the option of doing both, or alternating both, just to give people options and what people feel comfortable with. It's nice to know that there are other options out there.
So, I think that's perfect what both of you guys have talked about, especially the idea of options, because I think our whole mission at Mount Sinai Institute is to provide options, that there are options that people can actually get well and achieve mental wellness and be able to not see themselves as a diagnosis, but as a person, and a person who has surpassed trauma and transformed into the person that they want to be. But just this last week, we adopted two new horses. You know, it's like my mind goes from, oh, wow, we get to witness all of these things in real time, so that people have the opportunity to see some amazing, loving horses. And I do agree that I think the hybrid approach is perfect for it at this point in time. And with some of our clients that live long distances and have a hard time coming to the ranch for the first time on Monday with these new horses, doing a lot of FaceTime. And so they had the benefit of seeing what these incredible animals can do to create atmospheres of normalcy and naturalness so that it does not look clinical. And they can even start to develop some intimacy with the horses. I heard some clients actually sweet talking to these new guys. His name is Sherman and Skip. So we hope to continue to talk more about our work. If you have any questions, you can visit our website at www.nowiseeaperson.com. And you can get more information on how to contact us there. So, thank you so much.
Thank you.